USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires is now 106. The devastating wind-driven blaze that tore through the town of Lahaina is already the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history, and officials expect the toll to continue to rise. Estimates are that the economic cost of Maui could approach $7 billion. The Pacific Northwest is bracing for potentially record-breaking temperatures this week. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urged people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through Thursday. A student is injured after a shooting at an Augusta, Georgia high school.
We're trying to prevent any further injuries or loss of life, and that's what happened responding here. We were reviewing that between him and another student that escalated to gunfire.
Richmond County Sheriff Richard Roundtree says it happened at Josie High School. The student is suffering from a gunshot wound to the finger, and police are still looking for the suspect. SpaceX will launch two Falcon 9 rockets within 6 hours this afternoon and tonight.
California's Central Coast should be in for a nighttime show tonight thanks to another SpaceX rocket launch. It will be a routine Starlink internet satellite launch from Vandenberg near Lompoc, California. The launch is scheduled for just after midnight. If all goes to plan, it will be the second SpaceX launch in about 6 hours. Another Falcon 9 rocket is scheduled to lift off from Cape Canaveral along Florida's central east coast today at 8:14 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry.
Well, never mind pumpkin spice season. It's already holiday shopping season with some big retailers rolling out string lights and Christmas trees. At Home Depot, holiday products, including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers, launched online last week, and Costco is rolling out its artificial Christmas trees. According to Google, more than a quarter of Americans already began shopping for the holidays in July. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Speaker of the House believes Congress will need to pass a short-term government funding bill to avoid a shutdown. NBC News reporting sources said Kevin McCarthy told that to House Republicans during a conference call this week. Money is set to run out on September 30th, and Congress won't return until September following a month-long August recess. Federal prosecutors are pushing back against Hunter Biden's lawyers. The lawyers for the president's son claimed this week federal prosecutors reneged on the plea agreement that recently fell apart. In a court filing, prosecutors fired back and said Biden's lawyers were being misleading and should have fully understood the terms of the plea deal before walking into court. Harvard University, among the richest colleges on the planet, is encouraging students to sign up for food stamps.
In a school flyer, the university reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps, leading many on the Harvard campus to wonder why. Harvard's endowment fund is over $50 billion. One student tweeted that with a fraction of that, Harvard could pay every grad student about $9,000 over their current wages. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A troublesome bear known for breaking into a lot of homes in the South Lake Tahoe area of California has been shipped out of state. The 500-pound female black bear, known as Hank the Tank, is responsible for at least 21 break-ins and a lot of property damage. As an alternative to euthanasia, wildlife officials have chosen to relocate the bear to Colorado. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.